Now, I'm going to quickly go through some points. And then we're going to have Sherry come up, Pastor Sherry come up at the end. But over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about this. What is this all about? As we get ready to embrace a new beginning, a new course, maybe a refresher course. But we pray that hunger will rise up in your heart and say, man, let's do this. Let's go. Let's be all that we can be in Jesus Christ. There's a world in confusion. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans 12, 1 and 2, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Isn't that neat? In the Bible, Paul says, I want you to surrender everything to Jesus. Jesus says, give me your all. And then he just says, by the way, that's just your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So here's what I want you to do out of the message, verse 1. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. And watch this. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Whoa, that's convicting. Right? If I'm watching every TV show that everybody else down the block is watching and I'm looking at stuff I shouldn't be looking at or doing stuff I shouldn't be doing. How many know the Bible's clear to me saying, Kevin, what are you doing? You need to be living differently. It's not I don't smoke, I don't chew, I don't run with those who do. It's that He has my heart and I want to do what He wants me to do. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. You'll be changed. How? Come on, say it with me. Inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings, say it with me please, the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So church, what this is teaching, the Bible teaches there's a contrast between the world and what we're to live in the church. The contrast. The cosmos is the Greek word there for world, and it means the system of life and living. And it's usually contrary to the Word of God. Usually contrary to the Word of God. So, what do we do? We're called to be salt and light. You've heard the phrase. Okay, you've heard the phrase. You're called not to be of the world, though we have to live in the world. We're not trying to be goody-two-shoes. Again, don't smoke, don't chew, don't run with those who do. We're not trying to be of no use to people. We want to be of use to people. But there's something in your heart of hearts that says, you know, I've given my life to Jesus. And are you different? What's different about you? I gave my life to Jesus. You want to come? Go ahead. So what do? We want to walk His way. All right. Going to go quickly through another point. What does it mean to be called out to please Jesus? I'm using the Greek word, okay? The Greek word ekklesia. How many have heard that word before? Ekklesia. Ekklesia is translated as church in your New Testament. Typically. And what it means, you guys, is called out ones. Called out from the world. The ecclesia. So how do we do that? What do? The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you do that? That means change, transfigured, transformed. How? By renewing your mind. By renewing your mind. Don't be fashioned. The Greek literally means don't be fashioned like the world, but be changed from the world. Changes stages. Say it with me. You come to church and first you get? Hopefully we'll give you some information to go home with. Secondly, hopefully you get some
inspiration.
Where you're inspired. I want to grow in the Lord. Thirdly, impartation. Where you sense the Spirit of God speaking to your heart and life. Where you say, you know, Lord, I want to grow. So let's go to number 4. Transform me. Make me like you. Launching your faith helps you see what Jesus wants, what the Word of God wants, helps to renew our mind to make us like He wants. Watch the Bible. 1 John, don't love the world or things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is what? and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father practically. Everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from Him. Take a look at all the chaos and confusion loose in our land right now. People are out for what I want, what's right in my eyes, what I want to do, and I want to control it. And it isolates you from Jesus. Have you ever, can you be honest enough with me, have you ever gotten the thing you really wanted to get, and when you got there, it wasn't worth getting? Left you a little empty? That's what happens when you get the world's ways. The world and all its wanting, 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 is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. What's the first reason to set sail with launching your faith? To learn how to better please Jesus. Anybody want to do that? Better please Jesus and to set your foundations strong. And I'm going to conclude with this point in about another 2 hours. Just hang in there with me. No, not really. Matthew chapter 7. Whoever hears these sayings of mine, you've heard the scripture before, and does them. And what? Poke each other. Say, and does them. I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life. Homeowner improvements, that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty clear. Homeowner improvements to your way of living, your standard of living, they're foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you're like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, river flooded, tornado hit, nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. Now watch this. Read this out loud with me, would you please? But if you just use my words in Bible studies, and don't work them into your life. Come on, boom it out. You're like a stupid carpenter who built his house on a sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. The hearing and doing. Hearing and doing. The world puts pressure on you. Live to the lowest common denominator. It sounds like this. What happens in Vegas? Stays in Vegas. What happens in Hadlock, Ludlow? What happens? Who cares? Oh, okay, a little pornography, that's just fine. I'm not really being unfaithful to my wife. Or little drugs, little alcohol. It doesn't matter. I'm not really turning my back on anybody. I have a right to be happy, so I'm leaving. Just a little of the world. But don't look at me so somber. It makes me think that we're all in this together. No, but you hear what I'm saying. The world twists it. And the world wants you to believe it. And Jesus says, come on, I got a better way. I've got a better way for you to live. I got a house, a solid foundation to put into your life. I've got something for you to do. I got something for you to live. I got a way for you to go. I got more hope for you, Jesus says, than you have for yourself. I got help for you, more help for you than you have for yourself. I can do things for you that you never imagined. I could melt the obstacles. I can blow them away. He who looks at that mountain says, be thou removed in the name of Jesus Christ. That mountain is removed. Moved in the name of Jesus. I'm out of hope. I can't find it. And Jesus says, I'm right here. Right here. Wait a minute. I've done this for years. I can't get out of it. Jesus says, I'm right here. So is my family. We'll get you the help you need. But build on the rock. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings does them, I'll show you whom he's like. He's like a man building a house, dug deep, laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house, could not shake it. It was founded on the rock, but he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it what? And the ruin of that house was great. What do you... What do you believe? What do you see? What do you understand God wants to do? You're saved for something greater. If anyone's a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He observes himself, goes away, immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, he who looks into this word and looks for Jesus, keeps looking, keeps doing, keeps applying. By the grace of God, we do this, but keeps walking and says, Lord, this is more than a Bible study to me. Show me, write it on my heart and mind. This is a way of life. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, it's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. That one will be blessed in what he does. Find out what the Bible teaches. Find out how to please Jesus. Find out how to get your foundations down even better. When people see you and me, we want them to see just like what Jesus would do in that situation. And I know, as for me, I got a lot of growing room left. Someone say amen.
Amen.
You were too quick on that one. It's true, guys. I got a lot of growing left. I'm not just like Jesus yet. I gave my life to the Lord when I was a 14-year-old kid, didn't walk with him, and finally gave it again when I was 16. Just a couple years ago. And no matter what, I got to tell you, I'll be honest with you, I've blown it a lot. But something keeps gripping my soul. And it's Jesus. And he keeps saying, come on, Kev. Get up. By the grace of God, get up. And let's go on. There's a life for you to live. You were saved for something greater. There are people who need me. There are family members you love, and there are people that hurt or may have caused hurt that need to find redemption in Jesus Christ. And there's a life for you to live, Kevin, and there's more for you to do. There's something. So let's launch your faith. Let's launch out into the deep. Let's launch out for some fresh growth, and let's become more of what Jesus wants us to be. Someone say amen or oh no.
Amen.
Let's be a hearer and a doer. Hey, church, launching your faith is just about to begin. Be sure to get on board. Amen?
Amen.
Stand with me, would you? Pastor Sherry, as you come, let's just pray for a quick moment. We have a couple of pages we want to hand out to you. Pastor Sherry is going to talk for just a moment about this. But Father, we thank you for the privilege of being in your house this morning and being in your word together. And we're excited about you and what you want to do. We give ourselves, Lord Jesus, to you by faith. Now pray with me, everyone in the room, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I surrender to you today.
I surrender to you
today. I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I turn away from them.
I turn away from them.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
That means I want to live like you.
That means I want to live like you.
Write your word.
Write your word.
In my heart.
In my heart.
And in my mind.
And in my mind.
And help me grow even more.
And help me grow even more.
By faith I receive you now.
By faith I receive you.
And your forgiveness.
And your forgiveness.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Sherry.
Well, there are a few things that we need to tell you about this course. Number one, there will be sign-up sheets on the back two tables. Please sign up because you will be receiving materials. You will receive next week, we hope next week, they're ordered, they're on their way, a white notebook and for you to put all your lessons in and keep track of them. So please sign up back there, and we are absolutely excited. Now you say, I've been through this before. Okay, that's fine. But we all need refreshers. And if you're going through it this time and you've already been through before, then you're going to learn how to teach this. Okay? And there are going to be opportunities for you to be teachers and lead others through the course. So we're really excited about preparing some teachers as well as refreshing us, those of us who've been through it already. So please sign up at the back table so your material will be prepared for you for next weekend. Pastor Kemp is spinning around. He is so excited about teaching these materials again. We got them out and he said, listen to this.
No, but
amen.
It's fresh.
I'm delighted to listen to it again. Amen.
Just encourage them, Lord, as we go out from this place to remember we're saved for something greater. Now bless each one in Jesus' powerful name. And they all said,
amen.
Amen. Be released in the Lord.